Support for Writer's Almanac on WVIK comes from the Mississippi Valley Regional Blood Center, working together with volunteer donors to provide blood products and services to hospitals throughout the region. Information at bloodcenter.org. Well, we have a minute or two for a book bag. Got a recommendation, Roel?
I do. I have another recommendation, just as interesting as all the previous ones, from Nan Carter, our resident listener in San Francisco, Berkeley. This one's an Egyptian novel called The Lodging House by an Egyptian writer named Kary, K-H-A-R-Y, Shalaby, S-H-A-L-A-B-Y, published by the American University in Cairo Press. Winner of the Naguib Mahfouz, the great Egyptian writer of the Cairo Trilogy, of his Medal for Literature. What's interesting about this book is that it takes an anonymous young man, we never know his name, who as a student gets angry one day, hits his teacher, is kicked out of school, and has nowhere to go, and ends up in a huge lodging house in the slum section of the city, and in a world which has no social network, right? There is no social money available. There is no support system. There's no Medicaid available, no feeding the poor available. How does one do and make a living and survive in that environment?
Yeah, that is a problem. And with that problem, we will leave you, reminding you that Roel Tweet and I will be back again next Saturday for another session of Scribble, and we invite you to join us then.